Form.
This is 702.
This is 702.
For the curious.
Of course, you are correct. This is the Karima Brown Show, and you are listening to 702. Now, we've just got some breaking news. We've got a media statement on behalf of the Minister of Public Enterprises, Minister Pravin Gordhan, and it is basically a response to the complaint by Mr. Shivambu and the anonymous person that complained, the South African Revenue Services. We've also got the Public Enterprises Minister's lawyer, Tebogo Malatshe, on the line. Good evening, Mr. Malatshe. Thank you so much for coming onto the program.
Good evening, Karima, to you and your viewers.
Yeah, now the statement basically says that you wish to place on record particular facts about your interaction with the Office of the Public Protector, Minister Pravin Gordhan, and then you're saying that the minister's also committed fundamentally to complying with the constitution, with the letter of the law, with the institutions that our constitution established and protected. Now, one of the things that the minister says he takes serious issue with, your client says, we take serious issue with any suggestion by the public protector that there was collusion by implicated parties who were served with subpoenas to coordinate how our client responds to her office. These unfortunate remarks in her statement to the media earlier today have no basis in fact and represents conjecture on and which impugns on the Office of the Public Protector. Minister Gordhan has not met with any person subpoenaed by the Public Protector, nor with any official of the South African Revenue Services in relation to the subpoena issued by the Public Protector. We will be challenging the Public Protector to provide the factual basis for the statements suggesting that the minister is acting in concert with others and why he is referred to as an implicated party. Now, the Public Protector says that she will go as far as subpoenaing the minutes of the meeting of SARS. Now, you both can't be right. The Public Protector is saying that the minister did collude, that they did come together, and she will do everything to get the minutes. You are saying here, your client is saying it happened under no circumstances, and he is challenging her to come with the evidence. What are we to make of all of this, Mr. Malatshe?
Karima, I think in our society, and especially when we deal with an office such as that of the Public Protector, constitutionally established, and we deal with public officials such as Minister Gordhan, we must base our statements on fact. We cannot be allowed to make statements of that kind, which suggests that minister somehow coordinated a response, which, by the way, we don't know what it is, what's the import of it, and we don't know what's the basis for that statement. But that statement is put out there in public as though it is a matter of fact. And that's what the minister says it can't be correct. And it impugns the office in the sense that that office investigates facts. There is a complaint, they investigate facts, they make a finding. We would expect that any statement that comes out of that office is based on fact and not conjecture.
Absolutely. Now, you say in the statement also that in the public interest, we are releasing the correspondence with the Office of the Public Protector regarding its investigation into a complaint by Mr. Floyd Shivambu and an anonymous party regarding SARS. Then you say it is incorrect for the Office of the Public Protector to suggest that the minister only requested a postponement on the 22nd of April 2019 and to suggest that the reason for such a request was access to SARS records. Key among the issues we raised with the Public Protector was that she must provide us with what she considers to be the special circumstances as contemplated in Section 6.9 of the Public Protector Act, which provides that she shall not investigate complaints which have not been referred to by her office within 2 years of the occurrence of the matter concerned, save if there are special circumstances to do so. We also raise issue with her on why such special circumstances exist in the face of a prior investigation by her predecessor, the Hawks, the NPA, the Nugent Commission, which has traversed the issues she is now investigating and have all effectively concluded that there was no wrongdoing. The minister was also concerned about the short time period to the deadline given the Easter weekend, as well as the requirement that he must appear in person to request an extension for the submitting of an affidavit. Now, this is a very serious allegation you are making here against the Office of the Public Protector. You're not the first to make it. Others have questioned her integrity. Some have even challenged her in court. What do you think is the motive of the Public Protector in pursuing Mr. Pravin Gordhan in this manner? And why is there a contradiction between what she says when he requested the postponement and when he says he requested the postponement?
Well, Karina, I think we never delve into the world of trying to determine what could possibly motivate actions of this kind. All that we do all the time is to stay checked.
Yeah.
And it is exactly what we've done in this press statement. Fact of the matter is, my office received that subpoena.
Yes.
And upon its receipt, we did a basic calculation to say, in the ordinary course of events, and if you look at the intervening Easter period, there is effectively 7 business days from the time the subpoena was served on him to the time when he is expected to respond.
Mm.
So our initial reaction was, look at the events. When did they take place? In 2007, thereabouts?
Yeah, in fact, I've got your letter here, Mr. Malachi. It says, complained by Mr. Floyd Chivambu. You say, we refer to our letter of the 16th and the 22nd of April. We have learned through your media statement that the Honourable Minister has an extension to submit an affidavit and documents to your office relating to the subpoena issued against him. The extension is reportedly until the 3rd of May, which is just a little over a week from now. We are yet to receive a response to our letters, which constrains us from advising the minister appropriately regarding his response to your subpoena. Our client is concerned at the office statement that the minister was acting in concert with others in the South African Revenue Services. Please provide us with a factual basis and sources for your statement. We urgently look forward to your response to our aforesaid letters. Now, when you say you want factual basis for the sources of her statements, what exactly are you referring to, Mr. Malachi?
Well, what we're saying is, I mean, when you accuse another person of having acted in concert, I mean, if you read that statement she issued, firstly, it's incorrect that we asked for an extension on the 22nd. Secondly, it is factually incorrect that we did so because we didn't have access to SARS records. We were on record on the 16th of October to tell her, look at the period. We said, I mean, we're heading to elections. There's an intervening Easter period. We need to understand why you're still investigating this matter if there have been these 3 authorities that have already had regard to the matter. Now, when a statement goes out and it is factually incorrect, we say to Minister, come on record and just set the record straight. And the record is what it is, which is why we've released all the letters that we have sent out to her. And firstly, it is incorrect that it was the 22nd, and secondly, it is incorrect that he did so for purposes of gaining access to SARS records. It isn't. If you read our letter of 16 April, we state other reasons. We say to her, tell us what are the special circumstances giving rise to you considering this complaint to be worthy of being investigated when your own act says you may only do so in special circumstances. What are those special circumstances? We're still waiting for that answer.
Mm-hmm. Now, we are trying to, Mr. Malachi, get hold of the Public Protector's office. Her spokesperson is not picking up his phone. We would obviously like to just get her on the record on this because, I mean, it's diametrically opposed information here. Now, we've seen the Public Protector, for example, overreach in the case of the mandate of the Reserve Bank where she collapsed her case. There were attempts to actually force her out of office because people felt that she was acting in a factional matter. Is it your belief, Mr. Malachi, that the public protector is misusing her office to pursue Mr. Gordhan, you know, in an unfair manner?
No, it isn't. Actually, we have no facts to support a suggestion of that kind.
Mm.
All we're saying is Mr. Gordhan is a public official, first and foremost, but is also a private citizen. He has every right to be treated fairly. So timelines of the kind that have been put to him in circumstances where he really, you know, must talk to events of 2007, must access records, documents, and so forth, was unfair. But there are three other authorities that have investigated this matter. Mm. Why is he still being subjected to another investigation?
Mm.
So it is purely on that basis that we've advised him to say, well, let's take issue with her on those matters.
Mm.
But as you'll have seen in the very opening statement, he says, I'll comply. I mean, the Constitution is supreme. The office is established by the Constitution. I will comply with whatever processes are required.
Mm.
But I'm entitled to ask, at a minimum, whether consideration has been given to the fact that he's been subjected to so many processes. You know, the Hawks, the NPA, previous public protector, the Nugent Commission. Must we still answer the same questions?
Mm. Now, have you received any correspondence from the Public Protector's Office giving direct information to you on what the special circumstances are?
No, not at all. As I talk to you now, not at all. We're still waiting for that answer.
When have you given her until to respond to you?
Well, unlike her office, we don't put deadlines. We simply say to her, help us understand what are the special circumstances that made you, in particular, believe that this complaint ought to be investigated. Notwithstanding that Section 6 says, if 2 years passes by, there must be special circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, we don't know what those are. And, I mean, we're questioning it more so because other authorities, including her predecessor, have investigated the same set of facts.
So, all right, Mr. Malachi.
For that answer.
Okay, Mr. Malachi, we will have to leave it there. Thank you very much for coming onto the program.